Just a wow football game that so glad that we came out on top. Just a terrific job by our football players. Just very, very proud of the way they played and battled through adversity and overcame so many different situations during the course of that game. And we knew going in it would be that type of game where it would come down to maybe a final play. We seem like we've been in so many games like that this year, and this time we found a way to make some plays and some clutch situations on offense, defense, and special teams that allowed us to win this game. But you have to congratulate our coaches and our players for just persevering and, you know, blocking out any distractions and focusing on this one team, this one ball game, doing Thanksgiving week. So just extremely proud of those guys and the way they played. Kristen Ponder left the game, you know, with a concussion. So we'll have to see what happens with him, you know, during the course of the week. Greg Jennings, we weren't sure if he was going to be able to play in the ball game last night. He was sick with a stomach virus actually throughout the day. We had our walkthrough on Saturday. He went through some of it and was really sick throughout the afternoon. We didn't even bring him to the hotel last night and came over this morning, asked him if he thought he was going to be able to go. And he said, Coach, I'm going to try to go. I'm going to do the best I can. And then he goes out and plays a heck of a football game for us in that second half and in the overtime as well with some big plays. Chad Greenway, you know, got banged up in this ball game. He's played probably this entire second half of the season, you know, with broken bones in his wrist. And for him to battle the way he's battled, to, you know, show up every day. I asked him one day in practice, I said, I know you're in a lot of pain. You're wearing that cast. And I said, why do you do what you do? I mean, you could have, you know, went to the trainers and said, I need a week off. And, you know, he said, Coach, I love playing the game so much, and I want to help this football team in whatever way I can. And that attitude kind of permeates our entire team, and they want to do whatever they can to help our team be successful. And when you have guys like Greg and Chad, you know, battling, it helps with some of the young guys. So good win for our team. Can't say enough about Adrian, our offensive line, our defense stepping up and making big play after big play. Jared coming up with the big sack fumble. Wish Kevin would have fallen on it, but it worked out at the end. Blair with the big kicks you know, to win the game. Thought the first one was to win the game. It turned out we needed another one. Matt Castle coming in relief and doing the things he did, you know, shows you why we signed him in the offseason to be able to do exactly what he did today. And it was fabulous in a lot of ways. So proud of our guys. Be able to enjoy our Christmas party tomorrow night. It'll be a lot more fun coming off a win.
What was your thought process after Blair made that first field goal, the penalty, going back out there trying to get more yards? What went into that decision?
We were like on the fringe of what we thought we needed to get a field goal. So we wanted to be able to get maybe, you know, 3 or 4 yards. We thought we could get that, and then we lost yards. So that was the thinking, just get them maybe 3 or 4 more yards, make it a little bit easier to kick, but it didn't work out.
We've talked about it before, but Adrian, 35 carries on that sore groin. And, I mean, just what does it kind of say to see that guy, even when you're down 10 points in the fourth quarter, knocking off the tacklers and keeping you guys in the game?
Yeah, John, you've watched him play throughout his career. He's amazing in so many ways. I mean, even last year, playing with a sports hernia at the end of the year. And to come out now, you know, with a groin that's sore and really inhibits him in a lot of ways to continue to battle through it, and perform the way he performs. I mean, it's just amazing. I don't know if medically you'd ever say a guy could carry the ball 35 times, rush for 211 yards, you know, dealing with what he's dealing with, whether it be the hamstring early in the season and now the groin pull. So he's amazing.
I know you don't focus on his raw numbers, but him getting to 10,000 yards, rushing for 211 yards, did that come into your mind at all? You wanted him to get that today?
You're right, Jim. I don't focus on it. I never even thought about it during the week. I don't even know where I saw it at that he needed 100 and whatever to get it today. But it was all about winning this game, you know, and so I never really thought about it at all. It's just so impressive when you consider, you know, I think he's one of the youngest running backs to ever achieve it, you know, maybe the third quickest of anybody that's ever done it. So it's a testament to his greatness. I mean, he's rare, and there's a lot more to be done in his career. I mean, he's the best. He's the best in pro football, the reigning MVP.
Talk about your emotions just with the face mask penalty, fireworks go off, you think you'd won. Just what were your emotions during that whole stretch?
Man, Chris, I was just like hard to believe that this is not game over. I thought we were getting ready to go shake hands and, you know, go in and talk to our team. And but for our players to bounce back, not let that discourage them, and to come back and play the way they played, I mean, it's just, I mean, so proud of those guys just being so resilient in the midst of adversity. I mean, instead of throwing their helmets down or complaining about the official's call, they lined back up and played and gave us another chance. And fortunately, we end up, you know, getting the win.
What does Matt Cassel do to move his team and get past
game one? You know, he did a good job with all the eight-man fronts we got today. I mean, from snap, from the first snap to the last snap, it was safety in the box, safety in the box. And you got to be able to hit some of those out routes and in routes, slants, when that happens. Otherwise, you know, it's like running up against a brick wall, even though we were able to get some runs at times. You know, it's hard to sustain drives. So he has the ability to make those routine throws on a consistent basis, and that's what you have to be able to do with the way our offense is structured and having the back that we have.
The last few weeks, you've had some sort of resolution at quarterback. Ponder, slow first half, gets injured. Cassel goes out and does very well. What does that do to the quarterback situation for you going forward?
You know, it's unfortunate that Christian got injured. Great that Matt came in and did the things he did. And, you know, we'll sit down on Monday and talk about where we are and figure out where Christian is health-wise, you know, over the course of the week.
What do you think it is about Matt that seems to bring out the best in Greg Jennings? You know, three touchdowns this year, all with Matt Cassel.
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely connected well in the time that Matt has been in there, going back to that Pittsburgh ball game. Just, you know, Matt being able to find a guy that he trusts, I would imagine, and just, you know, getting the ball in his hands. And Greg, he doesn't let him down. He makes some big-time catches.
Of all the things that Cassel did, he may have saved the game with the tackle at the 50 when he wrapped up Green. Was that part of your game plan when you signed him in the offseason?
How did you know that, Tom? That's pretty impressive. That was something that Bob Hagen had told me about, that he could tackle well. So we wanted to make sure we signed him based on that. So
yeah, giving up some long pass plays. How do you believe the secondary played after Chris Cook was ejected from the game?
It seems like we settled down. I mean, there were two back-to-back big plays. The third and 14, you know, we're in great shape. Ball you got to knock away, and we don't knock it down, and they make a terrific catch. And you know, Chris ends up getting ejected from the game. But after that, it looks like our guys settled down. You know, we're playing a lot of different people in the secondary, a lot more snaps than we would like to be playing them. But they're standing up, and they're finding ways to hang in there.
Pretty disappointed for Chris to lose his cool there. And, I mean, considering all the injuries you guys were dealing with back there and everything, to put you guys in that position?
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep your composure. I mean, especially at the corner position. There are going to be times you get beat. You can't let that stuff get to you. You know, you got to line up and play the next play at that position.
Do you think that if Ponder were healthy, do you think Cassel, the way he played, has earned a start for next week? You know, because Christian was kind of ineffective in the first half.
Well, Matt did a good job in relief. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we'll monitor Christian's health throughout the week, and then we'll sit down as a staff and talk about what's the best direction to go.
Last week.
If Christian is healthy, is he still a consideration for the starting spot on next Sunday?
Of course. Had to be a consideration, yeah, for sure.
Adrian, last week you spelled him with Toby. I think Toby had 9 carries, ran very well. Today, Adrian had 35 carries. Toby only had a couple. What's the determination how much you're going to use Toby and when you're going to spell Adrian?
We went into it, Jim, thinking that we were going to, you know, get Toby in there a little bit more than we actually end up doing. But as the game was going on and some of the things that Adrian was doing, it was just – and he kept saying, I feel fine, I'm okay. We left him in there, and it worked out. But we went into it thinking we were going to, you know, utilize Toby a little bit more. We talked about it during the week, but the way Adrian was running and the fact that he said that he felt good and we didn't notice any limitations in the way he was running, we just stayed with him.
For most of the game, Devin Hester was content taking the touchback. He had the one return. Was there ever any consideration to not kick it to him, or did those touchbacks that he was just kind of content taking go into that thought at all?
The touchbacks definitely made a difference. The fact that that he was not bringing it out had a lot to do with it. Probably wasn't the wisest thing to kick it to him at the end of the ball game, and that's why in overtime we mortar kicked it, we kicked it short. But that had a lot to do with the fact that he wasn't bringing it out.
Unless, just to bring it back to Adrian.
A familiar face, Mr. Rick Tillett.
Do you think there's any – you played with a great running back, Walter Payton. Do you think there's any chance that he could end up the end of his career as the greatest running back ever?
in raw numbers, for sure. I mean, he's still very young. I can't imagine ever getting away from Adrian being the featured guy, you know, in the offense. So as long as we can put some more pieces around him, and that's something that has to get done, like, in a hurry, because he's not getting any younger, yes, I could see him numbers-wise, you know, reaching that plateau and being the greatest running back of all time, numbers-wise.
How about numbers aside?
Well, we watched Mr. Payton play, and I've talked to Adrian about that a few times. But Adrian is today, in today's football, the best running back in pro football. Walter, it's pretty special. I mean, that'd be a good argument to have. You know, who's the best of all time? But I love the fact that Adrian's on our team. We don't have to defend him. He's incredible.
Talk about Blair's poise. He obviously had to rebound from the field goal situation and what you thought was the end of the game, too.
Yeah, Blair has made so many clutch kicks for us, you know, going back to last season. And to be in that situation the second time after missing the long one, to come back and put it right down through the uprights, you know, testament to his strength, his mental toughness as well, and our guys up front protect him. But he's one of those guys who you feel very comfortable, you know, putting out there when it's reasonable for him to make a kick, and he came through for us.
Last one for Coach.
Aaron Henderson's lack of playing time, did that have to do with his off-the-field situation?
It was more about outing. I thought he played another good ball game. You know, I'll take a look at the tape to verify, but everything that I saw from the sidelines, he looked like he did everything that we would want in that position. So good job, Audi Cole.
All right. So. Matt Castle and Avery.